Reflection, written by Adam Stoller and read by Lawrence Boxall.
Ted hopped briskly from the cab, snapped a quick salute to Monty, and unloaded his kit from the back of the van. We see Ted Deadly looking like he's about to go off to war. He has a missile strapped to his back, several grenades on a bandolier across his chest, several pistols, multiple knives, a battle axe, a katana, and he's pulling a small old-fashioned cannon.
You can put all that back, Deadly, Monty hissed, rolling his eyes. It's a wombat, remember? Not a man-eating T-Rex. And you can leave that cannon here, too.
Grumbling, Ted fetched a trap instead and hoisted it onto his shoulder. It was his favourite, a Snapshot 5000. It gleamed in the dim light. Ted patted it lovingly. And we see a diagram for the Snapshot 5000. All new, with a spring-loaded steel door and latches on the side to stop anything from getting out. There's a feeding slot, a shoulder strap for carrying, a speed release button to open it up quickly, pop-out wheels for hefty victim transportation, a toothed edge to deter anything from getting out, a strong steel door, air holes, optional, and it's 100% soundproof.
All set, he said in a low whisper. Lead on, Mr. Monty.
Up there,
Monty said, pointing a stubby finger at a wide pipe poking out over the far end of the lake.
That's our way in. We're going through the flusher.
Water only trickled from the pipe now, but Monty remembered with a grimace how it had gushed when Koo had flushed him from the woods. Monty and Ted climbed up and through the dark and slimy pipe, hauling the cage behind them. They emerged silently from the other end into the secret woods.
Bingo, said Monty. We're in. The treehouse is that way. The wombat will be there. Follow me.
They set off through the swirling mist. But they hadn't gone far when Monty stopped dead in his tracks. Ted tripped over him in the gloom.
Shh, you clumsy baboon,
hissed Monty, jabbing Ted hard in the ribs with a sharp little elbow. He pointed and mouthed the word
T-R-A-P.
A tripwire snaked through the trees to where it was tied to an enormous bundle of stinging nettles that creaked ominously as it swayed gently right over their heads.